Fighter in Shaspir and Bava Basa Daf Chaf Gimel. Picking up on Chaf Bezim and Bez Badabam and a page by the Mishnah. Labada Mishnah. Zok the Heliga Mishnah. We're going to talk about the case now. We have two neighbors and there's a fence in between and we got ourselves as follows. Marchikim is a Sula min a Shovach Arba Amos. The Rashi explains that Im Yesh Lazesh Shovach Bechatzero. Let's say I am your neighbor. Won't you be my neighbor? And I have on my part, I have what's called a dove cote, a place where the pigeons hang out. Or a doves hang out, bechatzero, samech lakosas, next to the wall, shebein shtei chatzeros, between the two chatzeros. Vechavero, meaning you, ba lahamit sula mechatzero, you want to put a ladder up, eitz lakosas, next to the wall. Yachikenem in a shovach arba amos, you should move it away 4 amos. Why? Kedisha lo tikpot sanemia, so that an animal called a marten shouldn't go and run up this thing and be able to get in there and go eat them. Says Rashi, min a sulam leshovach, that's why, in order that they shouldn't jump from the sulam to the shovach, veterugas a yonim and go and kill all the doves, the pigeons. It's a small katana called a Martin. And also, you have to distance a wall 4 amos from the mazlicha we saw is the gutter of the neighbor's home. So, you know, so the water is can be able to fall. In order that the neighbor has space to be able to go ahead and put the, sorry, to clean it out. Put a ladder up against the house to go to clean out his gutters. Next, says the Gemara. Lema Masisa Kol Rabbi Yosi. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. Dik Rabbi Yosi, everyone says like Rabbi Yosi. Ha'amar, we know he says, we saw this earlier in the Masechet of Yod Zayin, we see it again in Chaf Hei. Ha'abei Zechov Betoch Shelo. Zenotei Betoch Shelo. That is that, hey, I can go and do whatever I want in my yard. I can go and I can plant my tree, even though it's going to eventually grow and the roots are going to come and ruin or whatever it is. Zechov Betoch Shelo. Zenotei Betoch Shelo. You can do your pit, right? Your thing. I can do my tree and my thing. Everyone can do whatever they want in their own thing. Must be our mission is not like him. Says Gemara, I feel the term Rabbi Yosi. You can even say it goes against Rabbi Yosi. Ha'amar Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi said, Ki avina bei Rav Kahana hava amar. When we were shtagim Rav Kahana, he said, Modi Rabbi Yosi begibre didei. He would be masking when it comes to arrows. Rashi explains, Bechitzim habayim lo miyad gufo shel bal bayis mamish. If the arrows came directly from, there's a direct hit from something you do that goes automatically. But making your tree, it takes many, many years, long time, till finally goes and it goes impact something. But when you put up this ladder over here, then it has the ability of what happened. This animal can just jump out right now and go and climb up, and therefore even he would be maskim. Hachanami here also zimnim sometimes the bahadi demanechle when he goes and puts a ladder there. Yosef bechor v'kafsa, this marten, this animal is resting in this hole there on the wall, jumps up and goes and does it right away. So therefore even Rabbi Yosef be maskim, don't put it next to the shovach. I frankly have a hagramahu, but this is the whole thing is just grama. It's not a direct thing. It's you do one thing which causes another thing, and therefore it shouldn't be that it's a problem. And for the gemara, I'm of two bar masters. So it must be from here we see grama benizakin us. The grama, when you have something which is a causative effect, which by nezek it's us. Rashi says vafil lamanda amar and bavakama the low the ain dina the garmi upater milashalim aser ligrom ukeshabal hamid grama lahazik chaver meyakev. You can't go and automatically go and do such a thing. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef have a lehanu tale the Rav Yosef had these palm trees. Rashi says the column ketanim, small palm trees. The havu beep, turn the page. Chaf beis chaf gimel and alf. Asu davu asu umne v'yasve tutai. There were these umne which are blood letters. Rashi says mekize dam. They would come and they would sit underneath that tree when they would do the blood stuff. Vasu arve v'achud dam. And the crows would come. They would eat the blood. V'sake beitali mafsidi tarme. They would go. They would fly up on the top of the trees and they would ruin all the dates because it had blood flying all over the place. Amalu Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef. And he said, "Apiku li korkor mehacha, get rid of these korkor, these pigeons." Rashi says, "Orvim shedomim b'tzakasim ke korkorin korkor korkoriku korkor." Apiku li Rashi says, "Kalamar al yakizuli, don't do the things over here. Od kan shal kol orvim." Sha'al Cain, Harvin Baim, stop doing the bloodletting over here because you're messing me up. Amar Leah Abai said to him, "Vahag gramahu." But this whole thing is just grama. They're not doing anything. So Amalei, Hachem Rav Tubir Masna, Zosamer is grama Nizakan Aser. We know grama when it comes to Nizakan are Aser. Ay, Vahach, Zikulahu. But they already did a Chazaka. They've been doing that for a long time. Doing this whole thing. You can just automatically come. They're there for 3 years doing it. You can't just get rid of them. Ha Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. Ain't Chazaka Nizakan. There's no Chazaka when it comes to Nezek. That doesn't make any sense. So, sorry. Vallavit my Allah, Frankly, Mar, 1 second. Wasn't it said about this statement, Rav Mari Amar Bekutra? What does that mean, Nezek? It means smoke. smoke. Something which is like an intense type of thing. Rashi says, Ashan. Rav Zvid Amar Bebeis Hakise. He says it's talking about by a bathroom. Rashi says, Agabi Karka. Venir Leinayim Shekach Hayu Bate Kiso Shelehen. That is that these are things which... you can't have a chazaka when it comes to things. You know, you put the smoke over there, that's going to go messing up in the bathroom over there. The stuff would shasti McNasty. So, you know, that's called real nezik. Everything else is not called nezik, though. Armalei, hani li didi da nina daite. You know, someone like me, I'm very, like, I'm an istinis, and therefore, kikucha de besakise damali. It's just like smoking like a besakise, and therefore, it's a problem, and you'd have to stop it. Let's talk more about dovecote, shall we? Says the next Haile Gemishtam. Archikin is a shovach min ha'ir chamishim amma. You should make sure that a shovach is away from the city 50 amas. Rashi says, Shayom efsidim zaroni garnos, because they go into the fields over there and they eat all the seeds. Therefore, keep them away. V'lo yasa adam shovach b'zoch shalom. A person should not make a dovecote in his property. Elim kein yishol chamishim amma l'chol ruach, unless he has 50 amas going in every direction. Rashi says, in order not that they shouldn't go ahead and ruin their friend's field. Yehuda Omer, he says, base arba'as korin, it has to be an area of four kor, a base kor in every direction that you look. Melo shegar yona, which is the amount that a yona can fly in one fell swoop, which comes out to a bunch. It's a couple, closer to 300 amos. V'im lekacho, and if you go and you bought it from someone who owned this thing before, afila base rova, then even if it's just a base rova, a quarter kaf. Hare huke... Abeches kaso, that is still retaining in its, it still retains its chazaka. Okay, so now the question is, we said that it goes for 50 amas. Mishim amav zulo, that's it. Ramini, but we have ourselves a mishnah which says in Bavakama, throwback to Bavakama, in person nishbin liyonim, you can't go and put traps to catch yonim. Rashi says shalo yil kedanyo behem yone a yishuv. Elim kein hayurachuk min yishuv shloshim ris, 30 ris away, which comes out to 8,000 amos. So it's a lot more than just 50. Rabbi meishat shaiti tuva, they fly very far. Krisayu b'chashem am samalia, but their stomachs get filled up only for 50 amos, and then they're not able to have after. Rashi explains what that means is that bameh. Shehin malakdim esol chamishim ama mismali kreisin. That which they go ahead and they eat in the first 50 amas, then they're going to fill up their stomach over there. After that, they're not going to eat anymore, so it doesn't matter. You tell me it's only 30 ris, which is, again, the 8,000 amas, not more. Fatani, we learned in the braisa that be yishuv in a settled area, afilu mea mil o yifras. Don't even set out traps, even if it's not within 100 mil, which ends up being even more than what we said. So Rav Yosef, Amar b'yishuv kramim. Answer number one, are dealing with the Yishuv of Kramim, which means that we have vineyards. Therefore, they go from one Kerem to another, and they kind of like chill over there. Rava Amar B'Yishuv Shovchen, it's talking about an area that has a lot of dovecotes, and they fly from vineyard to vineyard, or from one dovecote to the next, and they go very, very far. But we don't have these vineyards or these dovecotes, then they don't go more than 30 ris. In fact, the Gemara, let's ask her starting with these traps because of the other dovecotes by themselves. When you have all these dovecotes over there, it's also to go up with the traps because of all of them over there. So why does the Bryce say, say it's Isser's that because of the 100 mil? And for the Gemara, sorry about that, little background noise. I'm out in the public Rishas Rabban. Now, if you want to say maybe the ones that are next to all these dovecotes are really belong to him, so therefore, no problem. Anybody can set it up. You want to say it belongs to a non-Jew. Or you could say that they're Hefker. Any of these cases, they're not going to assert what it is traps. Next part of the Mishnah, Behudah Omer Beisar Ba'as Karin. He says it goes four core. But if he buys this from the previous owner on the property, then even if the entire thing is only an area of a quarter kaf, it has its chazaka. Amar Papa Vitim Rav Zvid, Zos Ameris, Toin in Lelokech. That we go ahead and we're towing, we're going to the court is going to plead on behalf of the buyer, if it's on the Yorish and on the Yorish. In other words, because these guys, they don't know what happened beforehand, but the courts, they do know what goes on beforehand, and therefore they're going to go and they're going to toin for them if there's going to be some sort of issue that comes up. Yorish, Tanina, frankly, Gemara, when it comes to a Yorish, you know, someone who's Yarshins, we learned this already in another Mishnah. Haba Mishum Yerusha, someone who's claimed to a property comes because of Yerusha, in a Tzorch Taina, he doesn't need to come with his own tainis because the court's going to come back it up. So why would a Mishnah say it? Lokech is tchalei. The Mishnah is we need it because it's telling us that this is in reference to a buyer. The other Mishnah is talking about just in terms of Yorish, now it's talking about a buyer. Says Gemara, Yorish lokech na'amitani. We also learned the idea about a lokeach, where the buyer also, we learned in the Mishnah. It's coming up on Daf Samech. Lokach chatzer uba zizin ugzusteros. Somebody bought a chatzer courtyard and it has ledges and balconies that go over the Rishus HaRabim. Hayrei zu b'chazkasa. It retains its chazaka. And then we're telling for the buyer that the seller built this stuff. Everything was legal. Everything is good. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us? Tzricha, we need both of these. Tiyash min hasam gabi Rishus HaRabim. Because over there the Mishnah taught this din in reference to the Hi, Gzustros, you know, the Ziz and the Gustros, the ledges and the balconies. Hasam Gabi Rishus Rabim, I would say that only in that case do we go and toy in for him. The Amar, Konis Atol Shalohu, because it's reasonable to say that the previous owner, he brought the wall into his own property and he built the extension over his own land. Hinami Achuli Achel Ben Rishus Rabim Gabi, or they were mochel, you know, for this guy, the Rishus Rabim were mochel for him. Aval Hacha, but over here in the case of the Shovach, which is going to be harmful to the neighbor, lo, maybe we wouldn't go and do such a thing, therefore we have to bring that case also. Vishmin Hacha, if we just would have tossed the case of the Shovach, then it would say that only in that case do we go ahead and beat and plead for him. The Kevin the Achadu, because since a neighbor is an individual, Ema Paisu Paise, it makes sense that the previous owner, he worked out his Mephias him to make sure that he'd be able to build it over there. Inami Chuli Achal Gaber, you could say maybe he was Mochel for him. Aval Rabbi, when you're dealing with many people, Man Pais, who's going to be Mephias? How much of it? Who's going to go and give it over? And Malami, we'd say that we wouldn't fight for him. So we have to bring both cases. Zak, the next part of the Mishnah. Harehu b'chazkasko, this dovecote retains its chazaka. Ivom Rav Nachman, Rabbi Barvua, ain chazak l'nezakin. We said there's no chazaka when it comes to damage. So how could there be chazaka for this dovecote that's going to cause damage to his neighbors? Rav Mari Amr b'ketura. That's only about smoke. Rav Zid Amr b'besakise. That's only by a besakise. Beep. Turn the page. Look the next Heiliga Mishnah. Like we saw before, those are the only type of things that are going to be the Nizaka that we're talking about. Zuck the Heiliga Mishnah, and we're going on with the idea with the dovecotes, and it's going to go more into that specifically with the status of a bird if we don't know who it belongs to. Nipo Hanimtsa Besoch Hamisha Mamba. Let's say you find the Nipo. Rashi says this is a gozel, a young fledgling, a flock, well, you know, I don't know what they're called. You know, these small birds. Hanimtsa Besoch Hamisha Mamba Rashi Shal Shovach of the Shovach. So you have this small little, this young dove. Hareyu Shal Bala Shovach. It belongs to the Shovach guy. Chutz Mechamisha Mamba. It's outside of it. Hareyu Shal Motso. It belongs to the person who goes and the one who finds them. Nimsa Bainstein show found between two dovecotes and Karvalazeshalo, whichever one's closer to it belongs to them. Mechsal Mechsoshnam Yachluka. If it's right in the middle, then the two of them go ahead and they split it. Zakta Heiliga Mishnah. Classic, amazing Gemara here. We know that there's two different dinim that are going to come up if we want to try to figure out where something comes from. Number one is called Rove, and it goes by the majority. That this thing that you find right here goes by the majority of the stuff that's over there. The other thing is something called Karov, where it's closest to. And whatever's closest to, that's where it belongs to. Now the question is, what happens if they're at odds with one another? In other words, what we're going to see. Amar Chanina, Rov v'Karuv Hochanach HaRov. If you have a conflict that comes up between, well, what's the majority stuff here and what's the close one, we go according to the Rov. We go whatever the majority is, that's what it becomes. Even if it's closer to something else, but if the majority of it is from something, then you go and you get it belong to them. V'Afal Gav Deruba Deoraisa v'Karuv Deoraisa Afil Hachi Ruba Adif. Even though both of them are Deoraisa, Rov takes the cake. It trumps it all. Trump and Vance. Right, so Rov, Akar, Vochan, Achar, Harov. Masav, Rabbi Zeira, comes along, Fek, the Kasha. Fahoya, Ha'ir, Akrovi, El, Chalil. Aye, but what happens when we know we have what's called the Egla Arufa, when you have this dead body that's found between two towns, that we try to figure out and see which one is closer to, and whichever one is closer to, then you do the process of Egla Arufa, where they kill the animal and they say, Yodainu lo shafchu damazeh, we didn't do this. Anyway, it comes out, Vahaya, Yer, Akrovi, El, Chalil. They're the ones, they go and they take this Arufa, this Egla, and they do the whole Shtekel Torah. Goes by the nearest one. Goes by Karuf. V'afal gav de'ika achriti de'nefishe mina. And this is an even if. The Torah seems to be saying this straight up, and it comes out that it sounds like this is even if, let's say, there's another town over there that's bigger than it, than the nearest one, which seems to be the opposite over here, that what? That we go according to what's closer over what's rove. Says the Gemara, bin Aleka. The Torah is talking about the closer town only when there's no town that's in that area that's bigger than it. I have a list of us, a Ruba da Alma. Why don't we go according to the majority of the world? All right, since people from the world, they go through a place where they have this dead body that's found. So maybe the one who killed this guy over here would have come from a town that's far away from this, which is bigger than the nearest town. And therefore, the fact that the Torah is going to be Mechayev, the nearest one, would again prove against Rav Chanina, that when you're talking about when it's closer majority, that closer wins. We're talking about a case where this a town that's between two mountains, and therefore it's not a normal thing where people are going to be walking over there all over the place. So they wouldn't say that. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, we're going to try again to knock out Rav Chanina's din. There we go, according to Rov from, or Rov of Recover from our Mishnah. We're looking at Mishnah. Nipal Hanimtza Besol Chamisha Mama. You find this young dove between 50, a dove. Hanimsa is within 50 amos, then Harehu Shabala Shovach. It belongs to the Bala Shovach. So it's saying that it goes to the one that's within 50 amos. And since this Mishnah is not saying in any other type of circumstance, it would come out that we would say that, oh, and that would be even if there's another one in that area which is bigger than that one, right? Which is but is more than 50 amos on the bird. Then, so what comes out? Kum tachayis. Since the Mishnah is saying that the bird is from the closer one rather than the bigger one, it must be come out that we go against Rav Chanina and we go by Karov over Rov. So this is going to open the lecker. We're talking about a case where there is no one that's bigger than that area. Yachi, if that's really true, that we're talking about a case where there's no one that's bigger than Amos Seifa, let's look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Chutz mechamisha mama, harehu shel motso. If it's outside of 50 amas, then it belongs to the one who found it. Ve'id aleka, now if there's nothing found in the area that's bigger, vade mehu nafal, then of course it came from that one over there. Why does the Mishnah have to say that? Why does it say that the finder goes and keeps it? Doesn't make any sense. It must be then the what? The Mishnah is talking about a case where there is a bigger one over there, and therefore then we're back to hadra kushla duchte. The why would it be that the bird was found within 50 amos of the thing? Does the Mishnah give it to the one of the dovka, which is karov over rov? Hachamai skinan says, what are we dealing with? Bim dade. Talking about a bird that hops. It's not young enough to fly. If that's found within 50 amos, then it's given to the owner of the one, even if there's a bigger one of this rove more than 50 amos away. These hoppers are not going to go more than 50 amos. Boy, Rav Yirmi comes to flex the kasha. Raglo achas b'sol chamisha ma'am. What happens if a bird is found one of its legs within 50 amos? Raglo achas chutz b'chamisham. One's on the out. Ma'am, what's going to be the din? Va'al da'a abkula Rav Yirmi mibei midrasha. And for asking this question, they chucked Rav Yirmi out of the base midrash. Rashi says, Shahayim atriach aleim. You know, what are you asking such questions like such detailed things? It's not going to happen. Get out of here. Fun base midrash. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Sorry about the background noise. Until next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.